Extra Life was born, it just occurred to me that gamers should be able to do the things they love to help sick and injured kids as well. And so the funds that Extra Lifers raise can go to a variety of purposes in the local area at the local hospital.
So maybe your extra $20 or your extra $50 goes to curing 87% of children with leukemia.
62 kids like me enter a children's hospital every minute.
And I was one of those kids. You could save their life too.
Play games, heal kids.
And welcome everyone to another edition of the Week 3 podcast. Hey Justin.
Hey Darren.
Oh boy, it's Extra Life season.
It is. It is. Technically, it would be my turn to talk about something, but that being said, with it being Extra Life season, why don't we talk about Extra Life?
Yeah, I mean, that makes a whole lot of sense, really. It
yeah.
Does. So,
I mean, who cares what I wanted to talk about? The look of really Darren is giving me right now, folks, is...
It's
palpable pure, over it's, audio.
It's pure indignation is what it is.
It is. I'm just being a jackass.
You'll get November.
I'll get November. You'll get November and you'll like it.
You get the turkey week.
Get the turkey week. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. All right. So, first of all, those of you who've already donated, thank you. And those of you who have not, well, what the heck are you doing? Now, for real, we just wanted to take some time to talk about Extra Life, what it means to us personally, and give you some facts about it. Because the other day, my mother-in-law donated for the first time.
Yay!
And it was just one of those things where she's like, well, I know you guys do it for CMN hospitals. I know it's a good cause, but I just don't know a lot about it. And I'm thinking, okay, well, that might be you out there in internet land. You might be thinking to yourself, well, gosh darn, I want to help out a good cause, but I don't have a lot of money to do it. But, you know, this Extra Life thing sounds pretty cool, and it sounds like you guys are giving people incentives to donate. So why the heck not? So
yep.
You and I both have experience with Children's Miracle Network hospitals.
We do. For different reasons, but we do.
Different reasons entirely. I've had a couple of siblings that have needed treatment at CMN hospitals.
And my son has needed treatment at them.
Yeah. Now, so what has your experience been when dealing with these hospitals and their staff?
Lovely. My only real experience has been with Cardinal Glennon in St. Louis, Missouri. My son had a rough go of it early on with breathing issues and whatever. And by the age of 2, they got him diagnosed with asthma and were able to get him on a treatment program. And he's been flourishing ever since. They've been cooperative is not the right word.
Right. They work hand in hand with you.
Yes, they do. They've been very helpful in terms of working with our schedule because we don't live near St. Louis.
Right.
But, trying to schedule us in such a way that we could get up there when we could. Working with the pharmacies here where I live to get the medicines to them. Sharing the information with his pediatrician. You know, they're really good to work with. Yeah. And not just because they help kids.
Yeah. I've told the story before that I lost a sister back in 1996. She was 18 months old. She had been diagnosed with a brain tumor, cancer, and Cardinal Glennon was, in fact, the hospital that treated her. And I truly believe that they added, you know, a lot of time to her life that she may not have had. But in addition to that, you know, I was in eighth grade at the time, right? So my other sister, Brittany, was a lot younger. And this is something that, like, you're not ready to go through it at any age, right?
No.
But especially when you are at that young of an age and seeing other kids that are dealing with life or death situations here. And the fact that every single person I interacted with on that staff treated me like not, I hesitate to say family, but I never got anything less than a smile. I never got anything less than, you know, warmth from these folks who are just there trying to, you know, to help kids in need. And I've told the story before. There was a waiting room where we were waiting to get some results for an MRI, and there was just this little NES on this little cart, and it was not the original NES, but like the redesigned to look like the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
With the dog bone controller, you know, yeah. That one. And just a few games. Like, that's when I played Bad Dudes for the first time. But I remember just watching these kids just kind of hang out and not be sick kids. Just kids. Mm-hmm. And that is just, you know, one of the most remarkable things about this fundraiser. And that Extra Life started 15 years ago. It was in memory of a little girl from Orange, Texas. Her name was Victoria Inman. And over the past 15 years, there have been 50,000 participants in the Extra Life annual event. And Extra Lifers across the globe have raised more than $100 million for Children's Miracle Network hospitals.
Yeah.
Which is just astounding. And so I'm talking, you know, this money goes for everything like the little cart of games to funding critical treatments, pediatric medical equipment, making sure hospitals can provide charitable care, which for me was huge because I grew up poor and we couldn't afford to take my sister to this hospital, but we didn't have to worry about it either. And it also funds, this is new, specialized services that your insurance doesn't cover.
Ooh. You know,
like if there is like a certain scan that your child needs, or if there's a certain procedure your child needs and your insurance company is like, no, because reasons, Extra Life, the funding raised through Extra Life steps in and says, yes. And here's why.
That's awesome. Another thing to note is that 100% of the donations go to CMN hospitals because Extra Life is very low overhead, if any, because it's video games. It's using word of mouth. It's using the internet. You don't have to rent out a space to do this. You don't have to put up banners and pay for, there are other charities that I'm not going to disparage, but they involve a lot of walking.
Mm-hmm. They've got overhead.
They got overhead, and so you have to keep people entertained and moving and feed them and whatever. You can do this from the comfort of your own home with your friends, and it costs you nothing but your time.
Yeah, yeah. And if playing games for 24 hours is not appealing to you, then you can donate, you can spread the word. There's so many things
absolutely
you can do. And I just wanted to go through a few more numbers before I start talking about specifically some of our incentives. But I first wanted to shout out that we've had so many listeners reach out to us and say they've started their own Extra Life teams because of this annual event and because of our, you know, Geek Cave Live and whatever. And I believe you've got, like, is it a family member or something that has started as well? Is it like you or is it your spouse?
It's a cousin.
Okay.
It's one of my spouse's cousins.
Okay. All right. And, you know, it grows and grows and grows. But let's just take a look at the numbers, because I think that that's what a lot of people need, is kind of like evidence-based information in order to, like, is this a good place for my money to go? Every year, CMN hospitals, I ran the math, every hour, they treat 39 kids for diabetes, 39 babies for neonatal intensive care needs, 92 kids for cancer every hour, 97 kids for surgeries every hour, 675 kids with trauma. And every day, that number jumps up to 16,200 kids with trauma, more than 2,300 surgeries, more than 2,100 kids with cancer. You know, so this is obviously, you know, no one likes to think about the idea of a kid in the hospital, but kids tend to get hurt.
It's a reality.
It's a reality. And, you know, I mean, pediatric cancer is a thing that is absolutely terrible, but it's a thing that happens. Yeah. And
I mean, even just take the worst case scenario out of it. Think of a kid, any kid. Has that kid ever been hurt? Yeah. Yeah. Kids get hurt. Kids get sick just like everybody else. And then, unfortunately, the unthinkable happens and kids get really sick.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why, you know, that's one of the reasons that we step in and participate with this. 15 years of Extra Life. Another new thing for this year is that some of the funding will also go towards helping with food insecurity with their patients and maybe mental health treatments for kids as well at CMN hospitals. So definitely a growing need there. Yeah. So
absolutely. And I'm glad that the charity is growing with the times, not just, well, this is for this. Like, no, there are other things that kids need help with.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the prizes and some of the ways that you can help, because one of the incentives that we offer is if you donate any amount, you get entered into a bunch of drawings. And if you donate a certain amount, you get to choose a movie for us to review in our Watch What podcast, because someone said, do it, coward.
That was me. I said that, and I own that. I'm proud of that.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that is $250 or more. You'll get to pick a movie for Justin and Chad to review in their Watch What podcast.
No. Justin, Chad, and Darren.
Oh, okay. Fine. It does say us. Yep.
It does.
That's fine. Yeah, I'll do that for $250. Absolutely.
There you go.
And just a reminder, we don't keep any of it.
Yeah, don't be a coward, Darren.
I'm not a coward, Justin. We've known each other, what, like 18 years?
18, 19 like years, that. Something like that, yeah.
How often has it worked out whenever you tell me not to do something or you dare me to do something?
I don't know. I don't do it that often. I don't keep track.
There's a reason, kids. But let's take a look at some of the other prizes. Big thank you to new this year, Decal Girl, helping out with a controller skin of your choice. And you might have, I don't know if you remember, I used to have a couple Decal Girl skins on my controllers. That St. Louis Blues one I have, that you know, is one as well.
And I remember.
It's good quality stuff, you know. And I really like the webbed skin, which is very clearly inspired by a certain type of masculine arachnid, if you will. And it looks really sweet on, you know, the Xbox controller. You'll even get to see what it'll look like on your controller. You just tell us what skin you want, and then we'll get Decal Girl to send it to you. Shout out to Paul, one of our listeners, who sent us an autographed copy of Jurassic League number one, autographed by the artist Juan Gedeon. T-shirt of your choice from Shirtosaurus. Man, they've been with us forever.
They are the OG sponsor. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we both have shopped through them. We both love their stuff.
I'm wearing one right now.
You got the Cowboy Bebop one on. Yeah. Space Cowboy. And so they do great shirts, you know. We love them, not just because they're a sponsor, but we like their style. We like the stuff that they make.
They're good people.
And so a donation of any amount, you could get chosen to get a T-shirt of your choice. You could get a digital download code for Moonlighter, which is a fun little game on PC where, you know, the top-down Zelda games, like Link to the Past and all that. Plays like that. But it's like during the day, you're running this little shop, and you're selling items that you pick up in the dungeons at night. And so it's this nice little cycle of go to the dungeon, collect stuff, don't die, sell the stuff, go to the dungeon, collect stuff, don't die, occasionally tackle a shoplifter. That's always fun, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, 3-month gift certificate from Gamefly. That's pretty handy.
Gamefly, also a good sponsor.
Yeah. You use them quite a bit.
I do.
Your whole household uses them.
I'm pretty sure we have two games upstairs right now.
Yeah, and I utilize it. In fact, we've got another Retromantics coming up real soon.
Yay.
And it's because of Gamefly, because it was a game I'm like, I'm not buying that, but I am going to rent it. you get a digital download of the Super Mario Brothers movie, which is really good.
That is a great movie.
And last but definitely not least, a physical copy of Metroid Prime Remastered for the Nintendo Switch, which is a fantastic game in the Metroid series, and the physical copies are hard to get a hold of. We have one. It'll be given away during Geek Cave Live.
Yay!
Yay. So thank you, Nintendo, who year after year comes through with stuff like that. I forgot to mention thank you, Warner Brothers, for the digital download option. And also thank you to NBC Universal for throwing in Super Mario Brothers movie as well. So I think I got everyone.
Hey, what is Geek Cave Live?
Oh, well, slap my fanny and call me a podcaster. Let's talk about it.
You're a podcaster.
Oh, yeah. So Geek Cave Live. That sounded better in my head. During the Extra Life Marathon. Yeah. And in years past, we played on Twitch for 24 hours. We're not doing that this year, but we will have several hours here and there of live stream gameplay. Just twitch.tv/GeekCavePodcast and our affiliated channels. You can find them through those are the pages that we follow on our Twitch channel. And in the evening, I think we're looking at like 8 p.m., 9 p.m., 10 p.m. or something like that. I'll go over the schedule after we finish taping, of course. We basically do a live stream version of the podcast. And I love how every year we seem to have new ways to inconvenience the person who's actually hosting the segment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But this year it sounds like we're going to take it easy on everyone. Because in years past... for example, Justin got to play a 3D first-person shooter for the first time.
Yeah, Doom.
It was Doom, and it was fun.
For you?
Hey, no, everyone loved that, except for you. Everyone else loved it.
Yeah, except for me.
and so on and so forth. I think a couple years back, it was Mario Party, and it seems that every year we try something different. So this year, Justin, I don't know if you know this, but Chad and I were talking. And year, we decided that the Geek Cave Live game, because we were talking about just like delving into Game Pass, right? And just finding games on Game Pass and doing little trial runs. This year, it's Lego Batman, the first one.
Yes!
And we're just going to play it straight through.
I love that one!
Yeah. So that's what's happening during Geek Cave Live. Please join the conversation on Twitch, twitch.tv/GeekCavePodcast. You can find all the links, by the way, at geekcavepodcast.com, including our Extra Life link.
And I looked at the schedule. Geek Cave Live starts at 9 p.m. Central.
Okay. So 10 Eastern, 9 Central.
Yep. On the 27th of October.
There you go. Yeah, October 27th to 28th. I know that Extra Life's official marathon is usually the week after we do ours. But one, we love Halloween, and we're getting together during Halloween times. And two, you know, we have a fantastic fan base, but we're still small compared to some of the other guys, and so we want to make sure you can find us.
Yeah.
And three, occasionally Twitch just gets taken down because of how many people are on there at once, which is a good problem to have, and a big, you know, shout out to all the other Extra Lifers.
Yeah. But so, not for us at the moment, so, no. You know, we...
So October 27th and 28th, twitch.tv/GeekCavePodcast. All the details are at GeekCavePodcast.com. You can find links to our socials there. We're going to be posting more and more. We've started posting photos of some of the prizes so you know that we're legit. We're not just blowing smoke. We have a lot of these in-house, that kind of thing. So That's all I can think. That's about 18 minutes worth of Extra Life talk. Do you have anything else?
Not really. I think we kind of covered everything. It's a good charity.
Yeah.
It helps kids. Please donate. If you can't donate, help spread the word. Tune in to us on the 27th on twitch.tv/GeekCavePodcast and watch us make fools of ourselves for charity.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So, I mean, we could have had Chad do another song, but I think he needs to rest, frankly.
He does. His voice was getting a little thin after that last push.
Put in a lot of work on those, man. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to step it up, which is why we just did one on our own here.
Yeah, forget you, Chad.
Great. Now I've got to deal with HR in the morning. So, all right. Well,
I thought I was HR.
I've lost track. So extra-life.org if you want more information, or if you want to start your own team, geekcavepodcast.com. You can find the Extra Life link there. And we will see you guys. I don't know if we have a Watch What that's going to go up before. We do. We do have one Watch What.
Yes.
One Watch What before Geek Cave Live. So Justin will see you guys next week, and we'll see everyone Friday night, October 27th, twitch.tv/geekcavepodcast. Bye.
Bye.